For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Four people were arrested by immigration agents on Monday in downtown Brainerd with assistance by the Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office. Chelsea Perkins has more.
According to a news release, deputies with the Sheriff's Office were asked to assist a Homeland Security investigation team with executing two federal arrest warrants. The release did not provide clarity about why four people were arrested, if there were just two arrest warrants, and did not identify the individuals taken into custody without incident. A request for comment from ICE was not returned as of late Monday afternoon. The exact location was not disclosed in the release, but sources with knowledge of the incident say the arrest took place at El Potro Mexican Restaurant on South 7th Street. The restaurant was dark and doors were locked later Monday with a sign stating, "We are temporarily closed," taped inside the door. This is a developing story and we'll bring you updates at KAXE.org.
A federal judge heard arguments Monday as she considers a temporary restraining order to pause the Department of Homeland Security's Operation Metro Surge in the Twin Cities. While the U.S. Attorney's Office argued that the estimated 4,000 agents are enforcing federal immigration laws, the Minnesota Attorney General's Office claims the surge is violating the state's rights under the 10th Amendment and the Anti-Commandeering Doctrine. The intent of U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi's letter to Governor Tim Walz over the weekend was a topic of much debate. The letter was written Saturday, the same day 37-year-old Alex Preddy was shot and killed by federal agents in Minneapolis. In the letter, Bondi alludes to ending the operation if Minnesota hands over driver's license records, voter information, and other data, as well as end the sanctuary city policies of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Bondi's letter also demands the state's Department of Corrections to cooperate with ICE. The DOC has aggressively pushed back on this, saying it has always facilitated state-to-federal custody handoffs. After nearly 3 hours, Judge Kate Menendez said she would issue a written opinion. Also Monday, Trump and Walz confirmed they had a productive conversation regarding the operation, including impartial investigations into the two shooting deaths of Minnesotans, as well as reducing the number of agents. Prosecutors dropped a charge of assaulting a federal agent against 19-year-old Jose Espinoza Espinoza after a court appearance in Duluth on Monday morning. The government did not present any witnesses to meet its burden to establish probable cause and instead moved to dismiss the complaint. He had been accused of ramming his car into a government vehicle and injuring an agent's finger when he accelerated as the agent tried to open his car door on January 16th outside a Mexican restaurant in Virginia. According to the complaint, the car had been previously ID'd by U.S. Border Patrol as being suspected of transporting undocumented people. The Times reported the case appears to be the first example of the Justice Department backing away from an assault case against a federal agent in Minnesota since the surge began. As Minnesotans across the state continued to gather in protest and remembrance, Chelsea visited a vigil on Saturday outside the Crow Wing County Jail in Brainerd. Here's her report.
Tears rolled down Ava Capel's cheeks as emotion overcame her.
I just never thought this was something I would see. It's awful.
The 18-year-old Brainerd High School student and her mother, Tessa Capel, drove from Nisswa to participate in the event in 21 below zero with wind chill. Tessa Capel said after the deadly shooting of Alex Preddy that morning in Minneapolis, she learned of the vigil and felt compelled to take part.
I am out here for my community, my kids, my future grandkids, my state. I just feel like it's such a huge violation of our rights as human beings, and it's time for us to stand up and speak out. It doesn't have to be political. It has to be about human rights.
About 300 people lined both sides of Laurel Street for the vigil organized by Brainerd Lakes Area Indivisible. The original intent was to draw attention to what's going on inside the Crow Wing County Jail, where dozens of immigrants are being detained on behalf of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. But Preddy's death was on many people's minds. Find photos at KAXE.org. We'll also be bringing you more reporting on the Crow Wing County Jail and ICE, so stay tuned for that. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.